Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your home for all the news and expert opinion. Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins on 630 Chad.
Looking around the National Hockey League, Carolina leading Pittsburgh 2-1 in the second period. Also in the second, Sharks up 1-0 on the Canadiens. Nieto has the goal, his fifth. Boston looking to win again. 1-0 lead on the Lightning. Taylor Hall has his seventh of the season. Flyers leading the Islanders 2-1, start of the second. There were a couple of fights early in that game. Late first period, no score, Ducks and Predators. And partway through the first, no score, Avalanche and Jets. Coming up later, few Pacific Division teams in action. Kraken at Kings, Capitals at the Canucks, and the Flames host the Panthers in about half an hour. We were discussing earlier about booing as Matthew Tkachuk returns to Calgary for the first time since the trade. Should you boo former players who return? And also as the off-topic topic, in what other areas of life should we boo? Bad meal at a restaurant? You go boo a cook. Uber driver gets lost, you boo the Uber driver on the way out. Whatever you want to think of. 780-496-0063. A man I would never boo is Kellen Kennedy. But I would say this to you, Kellen.
Okay.
Hey, boo. Is that weird? I think I just made it incredibly awkward.
I almost should have this playing in the background as I read off the text messages that we got here, so... There we go.
Oh, that's nice.
Nice little, ambient booing here.
Name the animal. Humans booing. I got it.
There you go. Well, the first text we got in from Doug says that he is completely cool with booing if it's a rivalry game, a player that you hate, or a player that has scorned the franchise in some way, shape, or fashion. But if we're just going to randomly boo somebody for no apparent reason, then obviously that's not cool.
Doug gets a bonus point for using the word scorned. That's a great word.
There we go.
Well, this is an extended booing track. What is this from?
It's about an hour long.
There's just an hour of booing on YouTube.
It's an hour of booing on
That's amazing. Well, somebody really did their work there.
The next recommended video is the hour of cheering on YouTube.
No, we're not going to listen to that one.
No,
we just want the booing. Oh, it ran out. What happened?
Oh, I just pressed stop because it's just playing with my headphones.
Is it getting distracting?
A little bit.
It was affecting your mood.
Yeah.
I wonder if you could, that should be a study. Could you just be in a room where there's just booing in the background and it's not directed at you, but you can hear it, and would that affect your mood?
So legit, apparently they did the study with plants in the States.
Okay, this
and
is
so if they,
this
no,
sounds
seriously,
legit. If they okay, played, Mulder.
They played like angry, loud, like heavy metal music in one greenhouse, and they put like happy, you know, up-tempo type stuff in another
the
greenhouse.
The Wiggles.
And the something like that. And the plants that listened to the happier stuff, I guess, grew up taller and were a little bit more lush and that stuff and whatever. And the stuff that was, you know, that grew up in the negative greenhouse or had the, like, the angry music playing and that stuff and everything, wilted and died sooner than other plants, apparently.
So there you go,
so
kids.
There you go.
Don't boo your plants.
Yes, exactly. So going back to the text messages, we've got KM texting in and says, Tkachuk and Gaudreau deserve the angry boo birds. They chose to leave. It's different if they got traded like Taylor Hall.
Fair enough. Yeah, I think that's relatively logical. That's from KM?
That's from KM, yes.
Oh, now I get to think all night about what that stands for. Okay.
Greaser texts in and says,
Greaser.
Says, that guy is definitely a dirty, cheating player. Boo him all night long. But I wish he was an Oiler. Just missed him at the draft. Thanks from Greaser.
All right. Is Greaser our intercontinental champion?
I believe so.
I believe he's the Intercontinental Champion for the SLA, the Sylvan Lake Alliance of Wrestling.
Yes, because Roadhammer's still the heavyweight champion.
Roadhammer's the heavyweight champion. Yes. I think Greaser's our Intercontinental Champion.
Yes.
If not, he is now.
And we will be having a tournament for tag team titles sometime.
At some point in the future. That's as many things are with the SLA.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, we'll get around to it.
There we go. Cowtown Bob.
Oh, Cowtown Bob and his dancing cows, okay?
Hi, Reed and Kellen. If the player or trader is sold by the team management, like that
traitor.
First line,
just traitor. Like, he just goes right to the extreme.
The player should receive appreciative applause on his first return. If he leaves on his own as a free agent, he should be strongly booed. In day-to-day life, we should be allowed to boo the people at the airport who make us line up for every aspect of the process to get on the plane.
I don't know if that would make the process any better, though, if you're booing them. While it's happening, but that's our first suggestion for a real life reason to boo. That's not bad.
My vote is for the lineup at the registry offices.
The
counter at the registry office.
That would be a good place
forever.
To boo. Yes.
Like the I forget the name of the animated movie, but the character that was the sloth. And he was working behind the counter at the DMV. But
that was in Pinocchio.
Yes, or something like
that. No, it wasn't. I don't know what it was.
Anyway, and our final one is from Warren, and he says, the proper time to boo is when your wife says, not tonight.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I think that was in, I just Googled it. Zootopia?
Zootopia, that's it.
Okay,
yes.
I think I saw that. That's the one where there's like the animal cops or something like that?
Yes. Yeah, where they were animal cops. Yes.
And his name is Flash. He's the fastest sloth working at the DMV,
yes.
The Department of Mammal Vehicles.
Yeah.
Thank God for the internet to give us that information. All right. Pretty good. I feel enriched by talking about that. And by those were quite good text messages on the topic and the off-topic topic. 780-496-0063. I still think Doug should get a canned ham for using the word scorned.
Scorned.
That's one of my favorite words.
Yeah, it's a good word.
It sounds exactly how it makes people feel.
Yes.
He was scorned. How are you doing? I'm scorned. Well, no, I've never asked somebody how they're doing and have them reply that they're scorned. It's more of a literary word. Like, I think you expect to read it more than say it.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So, but Doug, I guess Doug wrote it, but he knew that we were going to say it out loud. So that's outstanding work by Doug, who I assume has a PhD in English. We're just going to say that he does.
There we go.
Okay, coming up, this man has been booed.
Multiple times.
Did it hurt his feelings? We'll find out from Kelly Rudy.
You're listening to Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins on Edmonton Sports Leader, 630 Chen.
All right. We got a sports game tomorrow. Oilers against the Chicago Blackhawks. Face-off show will be at 6, and the puck will drop at 7:30. Oilers, two road games coming up here. Back-to-back on Thursday, they play at Minnesota. It'll be a 4:30 in the afternoon face-off show, and that game will start at 6 o'clock. So quick turnaround there for the Oilers. They got a pretty busy week back home on Saturday for a 5 o'clock game against the Montreal Canadiens. Okay, he joins us every week on the show. He is presented by Sentinel Storage, Shop Canadians. Store Canadian, head to sentinelstorage.ca. Former NHL goaltender, now a broadcaster with the NHL on Rogers. It is Kelly Rudy. Kelly, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. Reading yourself?
Well, I'm doing very well. We've had a dramatic couple of Oilers games here that I want to talk to you about. Of course, there's a storyline in Calgary today, and much of the sports world is captivated by the World Cup of Soccer. Now, were you able to watch any of the Canada? I know that 9 a.m. game on Sunday. That's early for you, but
Though I was at the airport in Toronto, and I have to admit, the gentleman in the line to board the plane had it on his iPad, so I was able to watch part of it. I watched a lot of the first game that Canada played. I had a game that night, so I couldn't complete the game. But oh, it's just thrilling. I'm like everybody else. I jumped on board with the patriotism towards our country, and what a great job, for those guys to get into that World Cup, and yeah, very, very cool. I was on board.
Okay, so I'm wondering if if you think about the goaltenders when you're watching soccer and those guys in those big nets.
I'm in awe. How in the world do you even get a bead off the ball coming off the foot? Because I do think that there has to be something along those lines. Now, I've never talked to a real professional soccer goalie, but, you know, to play goal in hockey, the number one thing, the one advantage you can have is if you get the chance to see the puck leave the blade of the stick. That's the big tell, right? So that gives you a bit, I wouldn't say an advantage, but it helps everything. And if your eyes can get that sight line, then you have a better chance of making the save. Now, in soccer, it only seems reasonable to me that depending on where the player kicks the ball from, what part of his foot, you know, the angle of his foot, all these sorts of things must be big. Having said that, the nets are gigantic. How in the world can you figure that out and then sprawl and jump or whatever you have to do? It's phenomenal how sometimes they just get like two fingers on the ball and that's all it needs to deflect it away.
Now, sometimes on the penalty kicks, there might be a little bit of guesswork involved. When you
100%.
Like when you faced a breakaway, were you ever thinking like, okay, I'm pretty sure he's going to do this, and you start leaning, or you know what I mean?
No. I always knew tendencies of the players, but you can never guess. You can cheat, but you can never guess. And there's a difference between the two. And guessing, I think in our occupation in particular, you look at the goalies in our game, because of the skill set of the players that they're facing now, how would you like to face a guy like Mitch Marner on a breakaway, or McDavid, or somebody of that nature, Draisaitl? The way they can go from side to side and change the angles of their stick and elevate the puck so quickly, just it's phenomenal.
Yeah, okay. Well, can one more game for Canada. We'll see if they can get the first win at the World Cup. Wins for the Oilers here on Saturday afternoon and last night. Both dramatic, 4 goals in the third period against the Rangers, and then they tie it with less than 5 seconds left last night and win it early in overtime. And that's coming off, a game where they had all those shots against the Islanders, and even against the Devils, they were kind of in the game. Yep. But had a couple of mistakes, yep. And Vanecek played well. Dramatic wins, you know, and I know it's late November, but can they mean a little more than just the 2 points in the standings?
They do, and I'll tell you one of the reasons why. It's uplifting emotionally because you know that your team hasn't given up. You know, how many times have you watched a game? It doesn't matter if it's our sport, hockey, or any other sport, and you can just sense that the team has that, oh, woe is me attitude. They have very little fight left in their game, and that hasn't been the case with the Oilers. And so that's really something that you sort of latch onto that, okay, you know, we don't like to be in this situation. We don't like to be in MSG down 3-0 going into the third, but also we didn't hang our head and say, well, you know, we're going home now. We've got a few games at home. You know, we'll just play this one out and we'll get on the plane. And no. They put in the battle and they put in the work. And it's very inspiring. Just even as a guy like me that I have no skin in the game and I'm watching and I'm thinking, man, that's impressive. Not only for the Ranger game, I watched that third getting ready for our broadcast on Saturday, but I pretty much watched the entire game last night. And very, very impressive. And even I think I looked at the clock, there was like 22 seconds left in the third. And even I'm thinking, well, this is going to be a long shot. But having said that, you know, they have the skilled players out there. And that pass from McDavid to Bouchard was a thing of beauty, because I watched it a few times and I can't see McDavid looking to spot him. I'm not sure if he did prior to that or if there's some sort of silent communication going on. But I certainly didn't spot that.
You know, Kelly, and what's interesting is I think actually this started in that game against the Islanders. And Rob and I talked about it a bit Saturday afternoon. You know, yeah. you're down 3-0 against the Islanders, and they had all those shots in the third, and Sorokin made some saves, and they missed some opportunities. And I know there were shots of McDavid on the bench looking frustrated and Draisaitl looking frustrated. I don't mind that every once in a while if a player. But I said to Rob after the game, I said, you know, that's two games down 3-0 where at least they didn't quit. They still were pounding away.
Right. And that's the key. That's what I've always said to my teammates, that, you know, we will lose some games, but let's never go down quietly. Let's never just go out with a whimper. And, you know, if it's 4-1 midway through the third, let's not lose 7-1. Let's continue to battle, and we may not climb back into it, but let's give ourselves a chance, and let's go down with some character.
Kelly Rudy joining us tonight on Inside Sports. All right. Kachuk's back in Calgary. He had a little bit of fun with the fans here after he scored, giving them the
Yes, he sure did.
I can't hear you or boo me louder, whichever right? It was. Tell me about the storyline here for Calgary. What do you think the reception is going to be like? Give me a sense here.
Well, you know me, I'm an optimist, but I may be reading this incorrectly. I hope that the fans celebrate his return because, you know, he put in 6 special years here. He was a player that laid it all on the line every night. Nobody can argue that. Nobody can say that he cheated the city or the organization. You think what you may of his decision, but players are allowed those decisions, and they have every right to make those decisions. I suspect that maybe as the game goes on, that maybe it'll become a little bit more hostile for Matthew. I don't know, but I just feel that he is deserved of some outpouring of support, because he did do a lot for our city and is great in the community, and that matters also. But I have read these situations wrong before, Reed.
Well, yeah, right? I mean, my experience is, I remember when Taylor Hall, his first game back. Now, he, you know, did not want to be traded and all that, but it happened. My recollection was, you know, he got an ovation. They did the little video tribute during the first TV timeout. And then whenever he had the puck after that, they booed him. And I don't even, like with Hall's case, I don't think it was hatred. It was just like, hey, buddy, sorry, you changed jerseys. So we just got to remind you, you're not, you know what I mean?
Right. I don't know. I'm going to leave that alone, because I just don't get that mindset myself anyway. So I'm not going to go down that road. I can't figure that thing out.
Well, because you never got booed in your career ever.
Oh yeah. Right. You know, it's actually an honor when you're on the road and you get booed, because you're thinking to yourself, well, okay, the fans know me. They know that I'm impactful in the game, and they're making that very clear. Now, what really, really, really hurts, and it happened to me in LA near the end, when they decide you as a player on the home team, you're public enemy number one, they boo you every single game. That's hurtful to me. And that sting never goes away, by the way, as you can tell, because I'm going to be 62 years old. I haven't played in a million years, and that memory still hurts.
Well, other than that, you're fine, though.
Right. But I've moved on.
But other than that, you've moved on. Yes.
Right.
That's great. Okay. Appreciate the honesty, as always. Okay. Enjoy the game tonight. Thanks for the stories. Thanks for the perspective. And we'll do this again next week, man. Really appreciate it.
You got it, Reed. Thanks. Take care, pal.
Right on. We'll do, Kelly. Kelly Rudy, booed by his own fans when he played for the Los Angeles Kings. Not that he really remembers how it felt. That would suck, I think. It's happened here. It's happened in other places. Fans booing not just the home team, but a specific player. We've seen it happen. Probably not easy on that player when it happens. But I don't think it happens that often, but sometimes it does happen. That is Kelly Rudy. As always, he is presented by Sentinel Storage. Shop Canadian, store Canadian. Head to sentinelstorage.ca. So, yes, Kachuk back in Calgary tonight. The Panthers play the Flames. That game's going to start a little bit after 7 o'clock, so we'll keep you updated once it gets going. Somebody wrote in, you know, you shouldn't boo the home team, shouldn't throw the jersey. I don't get the jersey thing. Did that start in Edmonton during the Decade of Darkness when they were really bad? I know it happened a few times early on. It was just weird stuff, though. Like somebody threw a Penguins jersey on the ice earlier this year when the Oilers beat the Penguins in Edmonton. Now, maybe that was an Oilers fan who brought a Penguins jersey to a game and decided he was going to be cheeky about it, but I've never I'm going to dispose of something I spent a couple $100 on just because my team isn't very good. I've never really understood.
Well, I think back to like those old hockey blooper tapes from the 80s and that stuff. And wasn't there a situation where a guy actually brought a live chicken to the Fabulous Forum in LA and threw it on the ice during a Kings game once?
Well, he was just hungry though.
Oh, okay. Well, there we go.
That was nothing. That wasn't protesting how they played, was it? Or was he calling the team chicken?
I think he was calling the team chicken for lack of toughness or something. So.
Well, that's quite a way to protest your team's performance. Bring the animal that you think most resembles their play.
Exactly. Not recommended. Do not do that.
Yeah. Do not do that, especially if it's like a live bat or something like that. All right. That was Kelly Rudy. Good stuff from him. Great story for the Oilers. You got grads of the Southside Athletic Club, three of them on the roster, Skinner, Hamblin, and Benson. Well, what about the guy who coached those players with Southside? He must be pretty proud. He's coming up.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle. Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.